WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It happened at precisely 1657 GMT all over the world. There are two equinoxes every year in March and September when the sun shines directly on the equator and the length of day and night is nearly equal. Seasons are opposite on either side of the equator, so the equinox in March is known as the spring equinox or vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere, but it is the autumnal equinox for our friends in the southern hemisphere. On the equinox, night and day are nearly the same length, 12 hours, all over the world. This is the reason it's called an equinox, derived from Latin aqueous, meaning equal, and nox, meaning night. However, even if this is widely accepted, it isn't entirely true. In reality, equinoxes don't have exactly 12 hours of daylight. The time periods are not precisely 12 hours, due in part to two primary factors: the passage of the sun's disk over the horizon and the refraction of sunlight due to the Earth's atmosphere. The March equinox occurs the moment the sun crosses the celestial equator, that imaginary line in the sky above the Earth's equator, moving from south to north. This varies from year to year and happens on either March 19th, 20th, or 21st. On any other day of the year, the Earth's axis tilts a little away from or towards the sun. But on the two equinoxes, the Earth's axis neither inclines away from nor towards the sun. In the northern hemisphere, the March equinox marks the start of spring and has long been celebrated as a time of rebirth. Many cultures and religions celebrate or observe holidays and festivals around the March equinox, such as Easter and Passover. The two equinoxes are the only times of the year when the northern and southern hemispheres are illuminated equally. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.